3:30 in the afternoon here in Tehran. You're with Press TV's World News. The Middle East Quartet has condemned Israel over its decision to expand its settlements in East Jerusalem al-Quds. The quartet is made up of the US, the UN, the European Union and Russia. Its condemnation was read up by UN Chief Ban Ki-moon in Moscow, where the grouping has convened for talks on the recent, on the Middle East, that is, peace process. Ban Ki-moon further demanded an end to all Israeli settlement activities. He added that both Israel and the Palestinians must abide by international law. The statement also commented on the situation in the Gaza Strip. The quartet expressed concern over what it called the deteriorating situation in the besieged enclave. It urged Tel Aviv to allow humanitarian aid to freely enter Gaza.
And ensures the opening of the crossings to allow for the unimpeded flow of humanitarian aid, commercial goods, to allow for the unimpeded flow of humanitarian aid, commercial goods, and persons to and from Gaza, consistent with the UN Security Council Resolution 1860.
Well, the EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, visited the Gaza Strip ahead of today's meeting of the Middle East Quartet. Press TV's Yusuf Al-Hellou reports.
The EU's new foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, arrived in Gaza via the Israeli-controlled Erez crossing on Thursday for a brief visit. This is one of the highest-level visits to the Strip by a Western politician since Hamas took power. The visit was welcomed by the United Nations, which says the blockade of Gaza has left hundreds of thousands in Gaza living in poverty. Upon arrival, she was received by UN officials and went to a UN-run school in northern Gaza. At a press conference in the UN Food Distribution Center in Jabalia refugee camp, Lady Ashton said the EU has always urged Israel to let aid get through to Gaza, adding that she will brief representatives of the Quartet of the Suffering of People in the Gaza Strip.
What I've been saying in all the visit is that we are committed to try and find solutions for the Middle East peace through the Middle East peace process. And one of the reasons for coming here on my way to the quartet meeting is to gather as much information and knowledge as I can to be able to inject that information into the meeting. And we'll have to see tomorrow where that takes us.
Ashton was on a five-day tour of the region ahead of Friday's meeting of the Middle East Diplomatic Quartet in Moscow for an assessment of conditions in the region and prospects for peace. She has also visited Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Israel, as well as the West Bank. Following the Moscow meeting, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will travel to Gaza for his own assessment. John Geng, the head of the UN's Refugee Agency for Palestinians, UNRWA, in the Gaza Strip, said the people of Gaza hope that Ashton's visit will result in a lifting of the Israeli siege.
Having now seen by herself, which is not very common, but having seen by herself the plight of the people in Gaza, she can become a messenger for this plight and explain to the world that it is very important to lift the closures so that this long, unacceptably long crisis can be ended.
Israel and Egypt have imposed a tight blockade on the Gaza Strip, only allowing in basic and humanitarian supplies.
Many Palestinian human rights organizations say that the visit by the EU foreign policy chief to Gaza shows that international opposition to the Israeli siege is growing. However, others say actions speak louder than words. Yusuf Al-Hello, Press TV, Gaza.
While security is still tight in East Jerusalem al-Quds amid tensions over Israel's decision to expand its settlements in the occupied West Bank. Hundreds of Israeli security personnel have been deployed in the area. Israeli forces have clashed with Palestinians several times this week. This following Tel Aviv's announcement of plans to build more settler homes in East al-Quds. Israel's reopening of an old synagogue in the area has also angered Palestinians. Israeli settlement activities are illegal under international law. Well, we're now going to cross over to Lebanon, where our correspondent Ali Rizga is standing by as we're hearing there's an anti-Israeli protest there. Well, Ali, what can you tell us about that protest that you're seeing there?
Concerning this sort of protest, actually, as you can see, many people have gathered around here. I can say hundreds have actually gathered around here to protest in support of Palestine, Al-Quds and Al-Aqsa. What is interesting is that people from many different political parties, from Hamas, Fatah, all of them have called for high participation in this protest. Let me also point out something, that this protest is taking place in front of the Esqwa building, which is a building of the United Nations, which I'm going to show you right now on the camera. What you see now is the United Nations building, of course, here in downtown Beirut. Now, what is also interesting is that this is also takes place right after the quartet made this decision, was stating to condemn the Jeddah settlement activity. But many of the protesters who you speak to here actually say that in spite of the condemnation, which we do here, they are not confident in the ability of the international community, the United States, of actually making a difference, due to the fact that, if you recall, in the interview with Fox News yesterday, the American President Barack Obama said that the bond between Israel and the United States is unshakable. So for this reason, many of these Palestinian factions, all of them, Hamas, Fatah, Hezbollah, the Amal movement, have taken part in this protest in front of the United Nations building here to demand more action and to also send a clear message, which is, I think, in agreement with the message which Hezbollah always, of course, sought to send, which was resistance is the only way. Negotiating track will not lead to anything notable, will not lead to any clear progress, as those who chose negotiations, such as Mahmoud Abbas or the Egyptian regime, were rebuffed, especially after the latest Israeli announcement of settlement activity and building a new synagogue near the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
Well, Ali, what can you tell us about the main demands of these protesters? I mean, who are they expecting, who are the people that they're expecting now to meet these demands, and what are those main demands that they're asking for?
Well, of course, the main demands that the people are asking for is, first of all, they are demanding action from the United Nations. They are protesting, saying that the United Nations, as this is taking place here in front of the United Nations, they say that the United Nations should do something more, and that the United Nations has become a tool in the hands of the Americans. Although, as I said, this comes right after the quartet movement made this decision. Now, concerning the quartet, I spoke to a couple of protesters and even officials here, and they say that this decision, while of course did condemn Israel, not be effective in actually preventing Israel from going ahead with more action. They have pointed out to the politicians in the Israeli right-wing government the fact that there are right-wingers now who are actually in control of the policies there. That what the people here are demanding are to walk on the path of resistance, to walk on the path which Hezbollah walked on, and to abandon negotiations. And I also calling for the Arab foreign ministers, who actually adopted proximity talks and non-direct talks, to backtrack from this and to make a choice of resistance, and not to make a choice of direct or indirect negotiations with the Israeli side.
Okay, Press TV's Adi Riss joining us there live from Beirut. Thanks very much for joining us. We're now going to